Man ishtana laila zemikal halaylois.
It is the night of Pesach, and the entire family is gathered around the beautifully set table to take part in the Seder. We read the Haggadah and tell about the many wonders and miracles Hashem did for us. How Hashem took us out of the land of Egypt, where we were slaves for so many years. Throughout the night, we sing songs of praise and thanks to Hashem for all His kindness. And of all of the songs we sing at the Seder, there is one song that is so truly outstanding, and that is the lovely song called Dayenu. For in it, we find mentioned so many miracles and wonders that Hashem did for us. Here is an interesting story about a very kind-hearted Jew called Reb Shalom, and how Hashem helped him through a miracle. Strangely enough, the miracle took place Pesach night at the Seder, as Reb Shalom was singing the lovely song Dayenu. And the story goes like this. In our holy Torah, we find so many lovely mitzvos. Some of them teach us how to be honest, or how to be kind, how to be well-mannered, or how to treat our fellow man. Yes, each mitzvah has its own way in helping us become better and better, from day to day, so that we may serve Hashem in truth, with all our heart, and with all our soul. Now, of all of these lovely mitzvos, we find one that is so truly outstanding, and that is the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim, to invite guests into our home. For through this mitzvah, we have a wonderful chance to be kind to our fellow man in so many different ways. We feed them delicious food, we provide them with a comfortable bed in which to sleep and relax. And as they leave, we bid them farewell and bless them with all good. And this is the mitzvah that Reb Shalom was so famous for. His love to the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim was truly unusual. Just like the house of Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, and Sarah Imenu, Sarah our mother, Reb Shalom's house was always filled with guests, especially on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the holidays, when so many poor people would turn to Reb Shalom for help. Now, Reb Shalom wasn't the richest man in town after all. In fact, there were times when Reb Shalom found it quite difficult to support his own family and yet, at the same time, continue to provide all the needs of the many guests. He would then turn to Hashem in prayer to help him carry out this lovely mitzvah. And the all-merciful Hashem would always answer his prayers in one way or another. It was before Pesach, and Reb Shalom was busy preparing for the Yom Tov, when all of a sudden he realized that there were many more guests coming for Yom Tov than usual. "Oh my," he cried, "how will I ever manage to buy so much food for all those guests?" Reb Shalom felt very sad. He was afraid that he may have to disappoint some of the poor and hungry guests. He may have to turn them down. And this is something he had never done before. With a saddened heart, he took out the Tehillim and began to pray to Hashem. Oh, please help me, Reb Sholem cried. It is not for my own sake that I am praying to you, but for the sake of those poor and hungry people. Now little did Reb Sholem realize that while he was yet praying to Hashem for help, a great miracle was already in the making. For all of a sudden, he heard people shouting in the streets. The king had lost his ring. The king had lost his ring. Anyone who will find it will receive 10,000 gold pieces as a reward. Upon hearing this, Reb Sholem went to the king to offer his help to find the ring. Your Majesty, he said, I will gather all the members of my community and ask them all to help search for the lost ring. The king was so glad to hear Reb Sholem's kind offer that he took out a large sack of gold coins and said, Here, Reb Sholem, I know that you have a good heart. You're always giving charity to the poor. Please accept this sack of gold. I'm sure that you can make good use of it. Now Reb Sholem just stood there motionless. He couldn't believe his eyes. For now, he had all the money he needed to buy plenty of food for the poor and needy guests. Days have passed, and there was no trace or clue as where the lost ring may be. It seemed to have disappeared into thin air, and this made the king so very sad. Now, in order to cheer up the king and make him happy again, the queen suggested that they pay a visit to the house of Reb Sholem during the night of Pesach. She knew of the special way Reb Sholem celebrated the Pesach, how he invites so many poor people to take part in the beautiful Seder. Yes, the queen felt sure that the happy surroundings, the festive mood, and the joyful singing will surely cheer up the king and make him happy again. And strangely enough, the king agreed to leave the royal palace and pay a visit to Reb Sholem on the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach finally arrived, and Reb Sholem's house was filled with guests who were taking part in the great Seder. The voices of their singing could be heard for quite a distance. Now, just as the king came close to Reb Sholem's house, his face lit up in joy as he just stood there listening to the lovely songs that were sung at the Seder. Suddenly, he turned to the queen and said, Do you hear what they are saying? Why, they are all calling out, Dayenu. Curiously, the king peeked through the window to see what was going on. And to his surprise, there was Reb Sholem at the head of the table, and all the guests around him were calling out, Dayenu. Filled with excitement, the king said, I understand. Reb Sholem must have asked them who has the ring. And all of them answered, Dayenu. Oh my, I must go back to the palace immediately and find out if it is true. For Dayenu is the name of one of my servants. Now you can imagine how surprised the king was when his servant Dayenu admitted that he had the ring. Yes, a miracle did take place. For the king awarded Reb Sholem the 10,000 gold pieces for helping him find the ring. It was then that Reb Sholem realized that it was Hashem's answer to his prayers. Yes, dear children, in return for his kind heart and the wonderful mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim, Hashem rewarded Reb Sholem in such a wonderful way. Reb Sholem thanked Hashem and said, Baruch Hashem, now I can give more tzedakah than ever before.